We're speaking with Dean Kleckner, and Dean, you were here for the Truth About Trade and Technology. Right. Give us a little bit of background of the Truth About Trade and Technology.
It was started in the year 2000. It actually followed the big Seattle WTO meeting where the tear gas was around, mm-hmm. and it was a group of farmers from Iowa got together and said, "Look, we all know where we are on trade. We're all for it. Our organizations are for it, whether it be Farm Bureau or corn growers or soybean or pork or beef or whatever. But we don't talk too much about it because we have a lot of other subjects that we pontificate on that we mm-hmm. talk about. And we need an organization to talk about just trade and force trade issues." Out of that conversation grew what became Truth About Trade, and we later added the word technology, referring to biotechnology, because biotech is tremendously affected trade in the world, particularly Europe's opposition to biotech.
And what is your role here at the World Food Prize events?
Well, I chair Truth About Trade and Technology, and for the last, this is the third year, we've had a farmers roundtable, international farmers, talking about their access or lack of access to technology, all technologies, but much of it being about biotech. Mm-hmm. Either we're using it and here's what it's done for us, it's positive, or we'd like to use it and our government won't let us for whatever their political reasons are, and they're generally mm-hmm. politically correct reasons or what they assume to be politically incorrect reasons to use it, politically correct not to use it. So we bring together in an area of 20 farmers from around the world, from 18 or 20 different countries, and they just sit around a table and talk and go back and forth with a moderator somewhat directing the conversation, mm-hmm. not directing what they say, but directing, you know, make sure everybody gets to talk. So mm-hmm. it's really fun, and it's interesting, and it's intellectually stimulating.
A lot, of course, in the last year, I mean, I suppose from last year, your last forum last year, is things have changed dramatically in the last year regarding food prices, energy prices, everything's gone a little bit crazy. But really, the food versus fuel debate has really revved up in the last year. What do you see as the role of biotechnology in producing both food and fuel for the world?
That's a really good question. And I would agree with most of your summation that that issue has revved up. I tend to think it's revving down a little bit now, probably partially because food or agricultural prices are coming down. Farmers don't like that, but but I don't know that any of us really thought they'd stay as high as they were. Mm-hmm. We kind of hope they stay high a little longer, but you know that's just being that's a farmer being a farmer. Mm-hmm. But there is a somewhat legitimate concern. Question about can we produce enough food for the people and fuel to alleviate the energy crisis to a degree. We don't like to buy as much as we're buying from overseas of mm-hmm. oil. And I think the answer to that question is yes, we can. Mm-hmm. Production is booming. Production of corn and maybe many other crops will double in the next 10 to 20 years. Mm-hmm. Frankly, if you give farmers an incentive to produce, we're going to figure out a way to do it. Mm-hmm. And the companies, of course, are doing their part by putting more good stuff in the seed. And part of that is due to biotechnology. Not all of it. There's just good technology of all kinds being used better than years ago. But biotech is a huge part of it, of not only increasing yields, but increasing yield from different ways, like resistance to salt through biotechnology, mm-hmm. salt water, resistance to drought, mm-hmm. or drought tolerance is a better way of putting it, as well as human health reasons for biotechnology. I can foresee the day, and not too distant future, when we will make the determination when we go into the supermarket to buy food that we'll buy A over B because A is a biotech-based food, and it's better for heart disease or hopefully for cancer or mm-hmm. whatever we have out there. We'll figure out a way to eat the medicine through biotechnology production rather than going to the doctor and laying out hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. besides biotechnology, we're seeing quite an increase in precision technology, precision equipment that's helping us save money and fertilizer costs. It's helping us be more efficient in all kinds of things. What would you say about the role of precision technology in helping to increase production?
Huge attribute also. And it's going together. It isn't just biotech that, as you point out, that is leading to the increased production. It's being able to use the precision farming of putting on more fertilizer in the part of the field where the soil is capable of producing more, and then less fertilizer where the soil isn't quite as good in the same field. Mm-hmm. When I was farming not all that many years ago, we knew we generally had up in northern Iowa where I farmed, we had good land. So we put on X amount of fertilizer on the whole field, but we did not have the ability to put on more here and less there. Now with global positioning, when we harvest, we know that this part of the field, and sometimes it's only 10 feet apart, but if we map it, we can apply fertilizer and tillage differently perhaps if we want to do it. We have the capabilities of doing that. Mm-hmm. It all costs us money to do it, and so many farmers are saying, well, for $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is, it's money well spent, and I happen to agree that it is. Mm-hmm. So between precision farming and biotechnology, we're just able to produce a lot more. And I would just suggest that we ain't seen nothing yet. I do believe that in not too many years, we're going to be able to double production of corn and probably soybeans and wheat and rice and flax and everything else that we grow.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. You're Dean welcome. Kleckner.